Gitavach. So I'll tell you, Maisa. You know, one of the Chassidim of the Baal Tanya, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, was a Yid Chassid by the name of Reb Pinchas Roizes. Reb Pinchas Roizes lived in a town, not the town of the Baal Tanya. He lived in the city of Shklov, and he was a very, very devoted Chassid to the Baal Tanya. In fact, he used to travel every year to the Baal Tanya, which was not a simple thing. He would travel four times a year. During the month of Elul, he would make a trip. During Tishrei, for Sukkot, he would go. He would go for Nisan, for Pesach, and he would go by Sivan for Shavuos. Those are the four pilgrimages that he would go for the Baal Tanya. Now, one particular year, it was the time of Sukkot, leading up to Sukkot, and Reb Pinchas Nebuch, he fell ill, and he became too sick, and he wasn't able to make the trip to the Baal Tanya. So the story goes that it was Shmini Atzeres night, the night of Shmini Atzeres, and Reb Pinchas is sitting with his friends, his chassidim, and having the Sudas, his Sudas Yontif. In the middle of the meal, Reb Pinchas gives out a krechs, he gives out a money, he says, "Ah, Rebbe." And all the chassidim are, you know, where is that coming from? And Reb Pinchas said, "At this moment, the Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, is thinking about me." That's what he said. Okay? They noted the time, to make sure. Now, meanwhile, they verified this, that what was going on by the Baal Tanya. So what was going on by him, Davko also, Shmini Atzeres night, he was by a Suda, Chassidim, and at that moment, and this was verified by Chassidim from Shklov that were there by the Baal Tanya, and came back to verify the story. Baal Tanya at that time, at Mamish at that moment, said the following thing. He said, "Aye, Reb Pinchas is in here, Reb Pinchas Roizes is in here." And the Baal Tanya said, "No, I can't do much of anything," this is what the Baal Tanya said, "I can't give everything to Reb Pinchas, but what I can give to him, I will. And he should be zeichet to have be given a refuah shleima." So this is what Reb Pinchas picked up on, the fact that the Rebbe thought about him. So when this story became verified, the chassidim, the friends of Reb Pinchas, went over to me and said, "Since when are you a Baal Ruach HaKadosh? You have divine inspiration to know that the Rebbe was thinking about you." So Reb Pinchas said, "No, it's not Ruach HaKadosh. It's not Ruach HaKadosh. It's very, very simple. The first time I went to the Baal Tanya, I gave the Rebbe my nefesh. The second time I went to the Baal Tanya, I gave the Rebbe my ruach. The third time I went to the Baal Tanya, I gave him my neshama. So my entire soul is given to the Baal Tanya. So of course, I'm going to know, I'm going to feel when the Baal Tanya is thinking about me, because my soul is attached to him. It's not Ruach HaKadosh." That's the meaning of what we find in the parasha, in Parashas Vayigash, "V'nafshei k'shur b'nafshei," that the soul of Yaakov and the soul of Yonah were bound to each other. And when there's such a level of connection between two Jews, between a Rebbe and a Talmud, a Rebbe and a Chassid, then it's not a miraculous thing for one to sense the other, one to feel the other. Their souls are bound to each other. That's what Reb Pinchas said. So just as that's the relationship between a Rebbe and a Talmud, a Rebbe and a Chassid, that's also a relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people, so to speak. Hashem is also considered, is also called, in Chazal we find this, that Hashem sometimes is called our Rebbe, our teacher. The word Torah that Hashem gave us means to teach. Malami Tarlami Yisrael. Hashem is called the teacher of the Jewish people. So a good teacher is someone not just that gives information. A good teacher is someone that captures the soul of the student, where the soul of the student is bound to the Rebbe. And so the Jewish people's soul is bound to Hashem, so to speak. And so whatever we feel, Hashem automatically feels. Whenever Hashem thinks about us, which is all the time, automatically that we reverberate, that reverberates into us as well. And so that connection we should be zochet to enhance and to deepen and to activate and to cultivate within our lives in our avodas Hashem. Shem zechet to have a lichtige week of bracha and shefa ad b'li dai b'yiskol tzadik b'rachavim here v'meinu amen.